In the third act, Rip and Wolf meet Henry Hudson's men in the famous cave. They find that the tale about the trolls and the trolls bowling causing thunder is actual and real. They see it done. They are convinced, as you should be. They sing a song in the cave, too. It's called Things That Bowl You Over, and it's sung by Ricky Rosenzweig, Howard Bloom, Marn Obernauer, and here it is.
If you have imagination and real good common sense, you are continually be in a state of wonderment. If your sense of appreciation is not way in the past tense of any end or boredom, you're completely innocent. On this best of all the planets, let us say in defense, lest you want to get yourself into a stew of wonderment. Only heads made out of granite with stupidity intense to this statement of reality will have to assent, that the simple things around you can really be immense. For the complicated pleasures you ought not to give a cent, for you'll love the homey things you see if you are not too dense. If you live in a palace or more simply in a tent, what of the stars and the brook and the sun, of auto cars and a book and a pond, autumn red trees and the rain and the clouds, honeybees waving grain, cheering crowds, these things should bowl you over.
You over.
Over!
What of the lake and the stones and a grin, of a snowflake, telephones and a twin, what of a coke and a nap and a dance, add a new joke, thunderclap and romance. The world is so full of a number of things, I'm sure that we all should be as happy as kings. There's no one so blind as the man who won't see, but you'll see if you want to, just listen to me. What of a hike and a hat and a jet? What of your bike and your bat and your pet? Open your eyes to the bee and the fall. If you are wise, you will see wonders all. These things should bowl you over.
You over.
Over!
And over and over and over and over again.
Rip and Wolf drink of the immortally famous brew with the trolls, and wandering off into the forest, fall asleep. It's a sleep from which Rip recovers, in our version, in 200 years. But Wolf develops wings and flies off to that dog heaven to which all good doggies go. Before he does, however, they both have nightmarish sort of dreams. They see a skeleton who does a dance for them to a lovely tune called Bad Dreams, sung by Johnny Haber, and here he is.
I hate to go out to the woods, I go to the eerie woods in the sky, where the branches crack and the raindrops drip and the hoot owls moan and cry, and the wind howls and the earth shakes and the clouds go scudding by, and the damp fog on your moist face matches heaven's flooding sky. I toss and I pitch and my bed grows wet, my personal, which increases worry. I cry and I moan, I fume and I fret. I'm as cold as stone, my heart's in earth. But then I feel my growling and mutter, my fears multiply, my very degenerate. I rise and through my terror is under the sea, ghosts in the sky. But there's nothing to matter, bad dreams are bright. They're coming in the night. Dreams are low, I wish they would go. I sob and I cry and I wail and weep. My terror don't doubt, disturbed in the rest. Bad dreams, may they die, go bury them deep. Let my bad dreams out and with good dreams be blessed.
In the last act, Rip wakens and comes back to the village to find it changed, but still there. He remembers the people he sees, for they are the great-great-great-great-grandchildren of his old cronies. They are still engaged in small talk, and we sung a reprise. They also explain to him that things have progressed. He is shown the wonders of electricity, of television, many other things, none of which seem too vital to him. But as a final means of proving to him that the world has become a better place to live, he is put into a new, shiny automobile, which just won't work. In fact, it falls to pieces in short order. John Spear sings the progress song, which demonstrates that although things may be different, that does not necessarily mean that things have progressed. Johnny, you're on.
In 1492, Columbus found a world so new, but things were the same. That's what people call progress. Atomic bombs and saber jets replaced Napoleon's and Marie Antoinette's. The new one's worse. Still to people, it's progress. It doesn't matter what you do, it's not what's better, but what's newer. It's sad but true, the old is through. There's nothing better than progress. So baseball cards and frisbee discs, for poison darts and basilisks. Since one came first, the latter one's progress. From leprosy, bubonic plague, to allergy and shorthand Greg, Tweedledum and Eve, but one of them's progress. Medieval jousting and archery lists, to dictators ousting and communists. It's politics, still you say that it's progress. The new idea may cost us more, but it still beats the one before it. To be the rage, it can't be aged. There's nothing better than progress. From old ox car to Oldsmobile, the peddler's art and Advanceville. Change the channel, I'm tired of progress. Just try to learn how to discern that which is good or just new, and you will see that history has a present for you.
Rip, disgusted, despite the fact that his wife is no longer a problem, heads back to the hills to find the trolls and to try and get another drink of that wondrous brew, for he prefers another long sleep to a struggle with the niceties of modern living. And the show comes to a close with an epilogue in front of the curtain, which proves that old folk tales are definitely not to be taken too lightly.
Small talk, and sometimes too. Columbus discovered a world so new, but things were the same. That's what people called progress. Atomic bombs and saber jets replaced Napoleon's and Marie Antoinette's. The new one's worse, still to people it's progress. It doesn't matter what you do, it's not what's better, but what's newer. It's sad but true, the old is through. There's nothing better than progress. So baseball cards and frisbee discs, for poison darts and basilisks, since one came first, the latter one's progress.
Just try to learn how music turns that which you